Among parents, there's a pretty common view. It's a real challenge to get those teens up and at them each morning. My next guest has some ideas as to just why that is. According to the National Sleep Foundation, teens need at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep to function at their best, but most kids don't get that. Julia Ammer believes teens are caught up in what she calls a sleep deprivation epidemic. She is a student at Community High School in Ann Arbor, and she's so concerned that she has founded a nonprofit group called Teens Need Sleep. I spoke with Julia at the beginning of her senior year. What has your sleep experience been during your high school years?
So in middle school, I'll take it all the way back then. In middle school, I found myself sleeping a lot more than my peers, and I was just a lot more rigid about my sleep habits, but I was still tired during the day, which was weird because my friends were not tired, and they were sleeping a lot less than I was. So that actually led to a diagnosis of a sleep disorder, which made me even more aware about my sleep habits than I was before.
So you started, because of your own sleep issues, doing some research, and you start thinking about teens and sleep. So what led you to realize that teens are caught in what you call this sleep deprivation epidemic?
So it was kind of a combination of a bunch of different things. But the two biggest things were conversations with my peers where they revealed to me, I only sleep 5 hours a night. I stay up super duper late and then have to get up super early for school in the morning. I'm always exhausted, but I can just mask it by drinking tons of coffee and using energy drinks to mask my chronic state of exhaustion. So there was that piece of it. And then there was also the research piece of it. I looked into sleep deprivation among all age groups and realized that among teens, it's really, really serious. And I chose to focus. Sleep deprivation, like I said, is an issue among all age groups.
Yeah, we hear a lot of talk about people, all the side health effects from not getting enough sleep, but we don't hear it focused as much on teens, do we?
Yeah, you definitely don't hear it as focused on teens. And I really chose to focus on teens with my organization because as a teen, I know the power of peer-to-peer advice. And instead of having adults kind of throwing advice and suggestions on us all of the time, it can be really overwhelming. But I think if it comes from your peers, it's more genuine almost and can make you really think about your sleep habits in a way that maybe a conversation with an adult may not.
So why do you think that is, Julia, that kids in your class and people you know that are your age in high school, why are they not getting enough sleep? Why the 5 hours?
Yeah, so I think there are a ton of things contributing to the problem here, but one of the biggest is overbooking. And nowadays, it's just gotten crazy, the amount of activities and even just classes in school that teens try to take on. They feel the need to keep piling everything on, saying yes to everything. A lot of times, it's just because that's what their peers are doing. If everybody's doing it, I'm going to do that too. And so this overbooking, chronic overbooking, is leading teens to really not have enough time for everything in their lives. And what gets prioritized is not sleep. Sleep gets put aside and teens just think, oh, I can drink coffee, it will cover it up, or I can just deal with being tired, but I can't deal with not getting an A in this class, for
example. So whether it's studying, because I think when you hear people talk, it's often like almost like a source of pride. I get by on 4 hours.
Yeah.
I get by on 4.5 hours. What did your research lead you to discover about the long-term impacts of doing that?
Yeah. So sleep is crucial for our health, and there are a multitude of short-term effects that teens don't realize. I think the only real effect that I've heard teens talk about is, oh, I just feel tired. I feel groggy. It's hard to stay awake in class. But some of the long-term effects, sleep helps regulate your hormones. So long-term, you can have an imbalance of hormones. That's actually a short-term consequence as well. Your hunger can be thrown off. So sleep helps regulate two hormones called ghrelin and leptin, and they play a role in hunger and fullness cues. So long-term, inadequate sleep can put you at a higher risk for obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, other illnesses that are or chronic illnesses that are related to behavior.
Things that someone who's 16 might not be thinking about, but when they're 50, that could matter enormously.
Definitely.
So what are some solutions that you have put together through Teens Need Sleep to kind of help kids do exactly that, get more sleep?
Yeah. So as hard as it can be, I think teens need to prioritize their activities and figure out what matters to them most and stick with that. Instead of trying to load on every single AP class or every single activity possible, I think they need to pick and really figure out how much time do I have in the day and what can I realistically fit in while leaving 8 to 10 hours, room for 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night, because that is what teens need.
And what if they say to you, but Julia, you know I've got so much homework in that class and the other class and my coach wants me at practice. What do you hope schools might do to help this cause?
Yeah, so I think schools need to make it aware to their students that sleep is just as important as healthy diet, exercise, and even schoolwork. Your health is just as important. And I think schools need to just make that more commonly known. And I also think two other things that schools can do to help are encourage students to challenge themselves, but not to the point where they're doing 6 and 7 hours of homework a night. And I know of a lot of schools that are encouraging that. They're encouraging students by developing ranking systems and kind of really rewarding students for taking on so much, where I think what they need to reward is students having a balanced, healthy life, and that includes getting enough sleep.
What about the times classes start?
Yeah. So the American Pediatric Association recommends that middle and high schools start no earlier than 8:30 in the morning. And most of the schools in this district and tons of schools across the country start way earlier than this. And the reason that schools need to start later is that teens actually have a delayed circadian rhythm, delayed biological clock, that makes them naturally want to go to bed late and get up late in the morning. So it is very, very hard for teens to start school at, say, 7:30 in the morning because their bodies aren't ready to wake up yet.
I have to ask about teens altering their behavior. And I'm holding up my smartphone, looking at this screen. And we've heard from sleep experts that we all need to put away the phones, put away the iPads, the computer, mm-hmm. stay away from screens for a good period of time before we go to bed. Mm-hmm. And you and I know a lot of teens don't do that. In fact, people sleep yes. with their phones. They wake up and text during the night. Mm-hmm. How do you even begin to change that behavior?
So I think it's all gradual. And if you try to just cold turkey get rid of your phone, it's not going to work. And I think the same thing is true for exercise. If you try to go in all right away to a hard exercise routine, it's not going to work. So it needs to be gradual. Maybe start by placing your phone across the room instead of right by your bedside. And then start by not going on it 10 minutes before bed. And then gradually increase that time so that you are not on your phone or near any electronics within at least 2 hours of bedtime.
Wean yourself off of that. Through Teens Need Sleep, what activities are you doing? Who's involved? And how are you getting this message out to schools around Michigan?
Yeah, so I have two advisors that are both sleep researchers at universities. And they are helping me just make sure that all of the information I'm providing is up to date, accurate, and really just the information that we want to be putting forth. So in addition to them, I have two middle school ambassadors, and these ambassadors are representing a younger age group, because I think I said this earlier that healthy sleep habits start early. If you can build healthy sleep habits in elementary school, in middle school, and then carry them with you into high school, that is the best way to go. So that's as far as my team goes. And we're really working on postering. I've created some posters because I think that just seeing something that reminds you the importance of sleep, or seeing a statistic, seeing something that sleep does for us, can remind you, hey, I should pay attention to my sleep habits and make sure I'm prioritizing my sleep. In addition to postering, I'm hosting information sessions for both parents and students at middle and high schools.
So I suspect that you would love to see this effort spread through schools.
Definitely.
Throughout the state of Michigan.
Yes.
Julia Ammer, founder of the nonprofit group Teens Need Sleep, on that campaign. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you.
Interested parents or schools can learn more by going to teensneedsleep.org.